Officers fired due to vaccine rules. Welcome in Alaska, we back the blue. By Amy Furr on October 26, 2021. Police and prison guards fired because of coronavirus vaccine rules in the lower 48 are welcome to apply for jobs in Alaska, Anchorage Daily News reported Thursday. However, they are not being particularly recruited by the Alaska Department of Public Safety or the Alaska Department of Corrections, officials noted. Both agencies have had problems filling vacancies, and in a Wednesday social media message, Governor Mike Dunleavy said that if a law enforcement officer has been fired after refusing to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or for refusing to say whether they have been vaccinated, they should consider Alaska, the outlet continued. Alaska does not have a vaccine requirement for its employees, and the Republican governor has stated he will not enforce one. Across the country, members of law enforcement are being targeted and even fired for refusing to either get vaccinated or disclose if they have been, Dunleavy said in the social media post. Alaska's law enforcement community invites you to consider the 49th state where we back the blue, he added. Jeff Turner, who is a spokesman for the governor, explained the recent social media message did not represent a policy or push, simply a normal recruiting process. During a press conference in September, Dunleavy addressed President Joe Biden's sweeping vaccination plan. Since January, when President Biden came into office, a number of decisions have been made that directly impact Alaska, and in the opinion of many of us, not for the better, he said. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will work to create legislation to give a $5,000 bonus to unvaccinated police officers who relocate to his state in defiance against vaccine mandates. We're actually actively working to recruit out-of-state law enforcement, because we do have needs in our police and our sheriff's departments. So, in the next legislative session, I'm going to hopefully sign legislation that gives a $5,000 bonus to any out-of-state law enforcement that relocates in Florida, DeSantis said during a recent interview.